Is your business worth saving? Welcome to Business Rescue Roadmap, providing new approaches to your business, how to avoid pitfalls, and proven methods to take your business to the top. Save your business, rescue your life with your host and business coach, Stacy Tuschel.
You are listening to the Business Rescue Roadmap, episode number 130. I'm your host, Stacy Tuschel, and on today's show, we have Lindsay Anderson, also known as One Click Lindsay. She is a web strategy expert working with small business owners to help them utilize the web to produce more website traffic and leads. Lindsay's also the founder and CEO of trafficandleads.com that specializes in driving traffic, getting leads, and the art of nurturing leads to become lifelong clients. Lindsay, welcome to the show. So happy to have you here today.
Stacy, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And you specialize in so many things, so we'll definitely get to some of those as we're kind of talking and asking some questions.
Yeah.
So if you're ready, I would love to dive in.
Let's do it.
All right. So first, One Click Lindsay, kind of share with us how that came to be and give us your story there.
Sure. So at trafficandleads.com, my company, we specialize in basically driving traffic to a website, capturing that traffic with some sort of irresistible offer or opt-in, and getting them into an email sequence. So an autoresponder series, basically making these customers yours, letting them get to know you and finally becoming a client of yours all through email marketing. So that's what we specialize in. I had a client that we were working on this. Now, driving traffic can be, you have to find a perfect audience in order to get people to opt in. So Facebook, we were trying a lot of different ads. And I often tell my clients when they first sign up with me, it's going to be a process. This first month might be a little bumpy. We're going to spend a good $500 on Facebook ads before we get our audience nailed down and we can get in, you know, quality leads at a decent price. And so like, don't freak out on me, but you do have clients that tend to, you know, bite their nails through the whole process. Totally understandable. So I continually said to this particular client, he was a chiropractor. I would say, listen, doc, we just got to get them to make this one click on your website. Once they make that one click, this autoresponder sequence will convert them to a client and you'll be making some bank, right? So I just continually said that. So one night I made a final change to our Facebook ad audience. And the next morning we woke up, we had about 20 opt-ins that morning. And he called up and said, well, if it isn't One Click Lindsay. So I must have said that to him 100 times. I thought it was a catchy name. It's right. A lot more catchy than say, you know, my name, which is Lindsay Anderson. So I went with it.
Yeah. And I love it. And you're right. I mean, that story, I'm just going to dive into it a little bit. Facebook ads can be very scary and you always hear how amazing they are. So everybody tries it. They try it on their own. They don't know what they're doing and they don't realize it's going to be a bumpy road until you figure out the right audience. And then they quit and give up because they think it's just way too hard.
Yes, it can. And it can get, you know, like I said, I tell my clients $500 will be like kind of, not, I wouldn't say thrown away because we're trying to figure it out, but it's not like you're going to get those $2 leads. For that first $500, you're just not. Maybe you'll get, you know, a $20 lead or a couple $50 leads. Like that's just life on Facebook ads. But what, you just got to hang in there and not look at it. I have clients. I actually just got done telling a client, listen, don't go into your ads manager and look. Like just trust me. And if it's giving you heartburn that your leads are costing 20 per lead, don't go look. Just trust me.
And I think you just said it's life on Facebook. And really, I think it's just life everywhere because you have to pay to figure out, you know, every failure is just another kind of right direction. Like you're going to head in the right direction because you know that didn't work. So you're one step closer.
Yeah. And Facebook is just like a mini representation of life that way. Yeah. Like you said, that's perfect.
Great. Well, so I want to dive in and ask you, what do you think are your personal strengths? If you could list like one or two things that you think you really bring to the table in your business.
Yeah, we are really good at kind of blending the gap between everything. So you have some people who just have like web people and you have some people that are really good at copy and you have some people that are really good at Facebook ads. So at trafficandleads.com, we actually can run the whole gamut. I have professionals on staff that can kind of tie everything together. So for those that don't know this, funnels there's so much to having a funnel that actually works. So it starts at the quality of traffic. The quality of traffic you're driving in, if they're people that aren't interested in you at all, you can have the most amazing landing page in the world and it still won't convert. So you have to understand the traffic that's coming in. You have to manage the landing page itself to make sure it's converting that traffic. And then you have to actually take those leads and convert them. So what we do is we're able to do the whole thing. You have some people that are just Facebook specialists, some people that are landing page specialists. We can be responsible for the whole thing.
Yeah. And I love that because you're right. Sometimes you can hire somebody. I had somebody who was a funnel strategist. He was amazing. However, I couldn't find at the time the right Facebook ads person. So yeah. Funnel was set up, but the Facebook ads weren't converting.
Yeah. And like you get into this sticky situation, Stacey, where people are like, hey, it's the landing page. And then the landing page, you were like, it's the traffic. So lucky for us, when you come to us, like, if your cost per conversion is not good enough, it's typically our own fault. Now, we'll do little piecemeals of everything. Like we're really good at landing pages, so I'm not going to turn down to do just that piece of your funnel, and we can work with your traffic team on it. But that's just one of the cool things we can do.
Yeah, great. Definitely. And definitely sets you apart too.
Yeah.
Now, in your business, is there one financial mistake that sticks out to you? So something that you spent money on that it was definitely a learning lesson.
That's a really awesome question. So I've been doing this for about 12 years, for a very long time. And we started out as just a web development shop. We weren't doing any of this traffic or leads or anything like that. Just plain old web development, like everyone else's cousin, right? So we started that. It's my husband and I run the business, and we worked out at a nuclear generation plant in Idaho, and we were making a lot of money, and all the programmers around us made a lot of money. So when we decided to break off of that and start our own company, we hired employees and we paid them a lot of money because hence that was the going rate for employees. Well, that turned out to be very, very expensive and very, very stressful. So I was pregnant with my first daughter. This was 7 years ago. Pregnant with my first daughter, we owed $100,000 in back taxes because we had hired these really expensive programmers, and we were just trying to make payroll. So that would be my biggest financial mistake, was hiring really expensive programmers off the bat.
Yeah. And there's like that fine line, because they always say start where you want to end up, which usually means, you know, get the best of the best. But then at the same time, you can level up when the time is right. And I always tell that to people. I mean, there are so many times I've started a certain product or program and I scrap it. You know, it doesn't make sense. So I do think you've got to really understand what's the best use of your money.
Yeah, exactly. And for us anyway, since we're kind of global, we have clients all over the world. Like, it just doesn't even make sense to have an office. So our core group of employees, which we kept some employees, all work out of their houses. We don't have an office. And then everyone else is kind of on contract basis. It just works so much better.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing. It's you have to figure out what works for you and, you know, what makes your company really be the strongest. So once you find that, it's amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a quick moment and thank one of our sponsors. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible is my go-to audiobook tool of choice, and I listen to my Audible app every day. Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/businessrescueroadmap. Again, that's audibletrial.com/businessrescueroadmap for your free audiobook today. All right, we are back with Lindsay Anderson, One Click Lindsay. Lindsay, this has been so great so far, and I definitely want to get more into your area of expertise here. So let me ask you, tell us some of the tips on how to actually generate leads.
Yeah, so first of all, most of the time, if you're generating traffic to your website, but you're not getting leads, then it all comes down to that all important irresistible offer on your website. So that, I'm sure you've all seen it before. It's that free report or that free something that you're going to give people in order for in exchange for their email address. So this has to be, in today's day and age, everyone is doing it. So it has to be something super special and super valuable. I tell my clients, if there is like some secret recipe or formula that you do not want to give out to your clients, that is what we're going to give out for free in exchange for their email address. Honestly, Stacey, if you can get people's email address and their permission to email market to them, they will eventually be a customer when they want your when they're ready for your services. So some of my favorite opt-ins right now are right now we're doing a lot of email courses. So for example, on my website, we'll just take that one. So if you go to oneclicklindsay.com, you'll see a pop-up. It'll say 10 days to more traffic and leads on your website. If you opt in every single day for 10 days, I'm going to give you a little bite-sized chunk of what you can personally do without hiring an expensive SEO firm to generate more traffic and leads to your website. So I'm giving a ton of amazing information, first of all, so they know what I'm talking about. Second of all, I've asked them, hey, can I email you once a day, every day for 10 days? And they're saying yes, which is amazing because just on a regular email, if you were to do that email marketing wise, so many people would unsubscribe because they're like, you're emailing me too much. So all of a sudden I have their permission to email them every day for 10 days. I'm giving them a ton of information. And within those emails, within that sequence, I'm kind of sneaking in my expertise. So maybe I'll do, this customer used the following tip, and this is what she said. One Click Lindsay and her team were so amazing. And so you're kind of sneaking in testimonials, you're sneaking in your services. However, you're still giving some really great information. That's one of my favorite irresistible offers right now, is to do that.
Now, I love that. So when you said 10 emails, one a day, I actually felt overwhelmed. But then you said, you know, they knew about it. You were giving them permission, or they were giving you permission, yes, to do that. So you would not recommend doing something like that unless they're aware it's a challenge or something is coming every single day.
That is correct. Yeah, I'm saying a bite-sized tip every day for 10 days, where maybe, I mean, I have on my website before had a PDF of this, like pretty much this exact same information. But no one reads it. Like, no one's going to read a 20-page document on how to generate traffic and leads. Like, you're going to think you want to, but you don't. So all of a sudden, to turn it into this bite-size way, people are actually opening those emails and gobbling it up.
Got it. Okay, great. So now my question for you is, let's say somebody, we did just give a free checklist or something away where it's more of they can really look at it and be done with it in one email. What would that next email sequence look like? How many, like a lot of times they'll say, oh, a nurturing sequence is, you know, 5 emails or things like that. What would you recommend for something that can be done in one email?
This is what I recommend is you of course send them to a thank you page where they can download that free checklist. And then I would send them an email that contained 5 emails. And you can spread these out as much as you want. I usually skip a couple of days. And within those 5 emails, I say something like, hey, did you see XYZ point on the checklist? Or, hey, just in case you didn't download it, here it is. Or, hey, this is my favorite. Customer X just tried this. This is what she had to say about it. Make sure you don't miss it. So I would do that for 5 emails. And then that very last email, I would say, by the way, thank you again for downloading my email. You can do it this one of 2 ways. I'm either going to add you to my list and you'll be hearing from me every week because I recommend you email your list every single week. Or, hey, if you want to continue to hear from me, make sure you click here to opt in to my weekly email. That I will leave up to you, but I would definitely flow them over into a general email list that you're kind of emailing your latest blog posts or your latest videos or your latest tidbit once a week at least.
Perfect. Yeah, I love that idea. And I think too, it's a big thing that you said, even reminding them, hey, did you watch this? Just because you sent it an email 1 and now you're writing email 3 doesn't mean they ever even looked at it or seen what you had given them.
Yeah. And you want to give them a reason to open it. And this is a perfect time for me to say, don't just go out to Fiverr and have someone write some lame email like checklist for you. Put your heart and soul into whatever your irresistible offer is. It is a direct reflection of you and your company. So you want that to be high quality.
Great. Right. And you know, I think too, a lot of times people are thinking, oh, I want to outsource this. I want to outsource this. You know, there are a few things you can't outsource, and that is absolutely one of them. It has to be your take on it. You know, you can't be selling somebody on Fiverr. Like, that's just not going to work.
Yeah. And the way that we create them, because like some of my clients are like, I am not sitting down and writing a free report. If a free report is the strategy we've come up with for them. So is what I will do, Stacey, is I will have them sit down at a microphone like you and I, and I'll be like, tell me everything you know about XYZ topic. So I had an interior designer we did this for, and I said, and we were doing a PDF on how to organize your house if you have little children around. And so I said, just spit out everything that you would tell anybody, anything that comes to mind, just like spit it out and send me that voice file. And then I gave it to my copywriters and my designers, and we created an extremely nice ebook out of it. That was her ideas.
Yeah. And that's a great way to outsource it without outsourcing the content.
Yep. Yep.
Great. Now, talk about some of the mistakes that businesses make with their websites and then how to actually fix them.
Yeah. Number one, Stacey, like I am still surprised today how few people are trying to get that email, right? I know that's like the topic of my podcast interview today, but like, no matter what you're doing, you need to start collecting email addresses today. Even if you're like not planning on emailing them, like you'll thank me later, start collecting the email addresses. So what I would recommend you do, go out to MailChimp, free account. It's a way of starting to collect those email addresses and get a pop-up on your website. You can contact me. We'll get a pop-up on your website, or there's like so many free places to do that. Or you can pay a little bit, like Opt-in Monster is a really good plugin that can go on any type of website. I use Thrive Themes. That's a WordPress plugin. But there's so many, but just get a pop-up going on your website to start collecting those email addresses. It will change your business. And this is any brick and mortar business. We've done this. I just did it for a chiropractor who specializes in pregnancy chiropractic. We created a 10 ways to relieve your pregnancy back pain now. And it was a PDF. It didn't take us very long. It wasn't very expensive. And now he's collecting email addresses of prospective clients in his area.
Right. Now, should we be concerned about everybody talking about Google not loving the pop-ups and, you know, not giving us that visibility? Have you had any thoughts on this?
Ooh, you're in. You're in on the secrets. Yeah. So I didn't like that, Stacey. I didn't like that announcement at all. And that is primarily that will not roll out till January. So as an SEO company, because we do a lot of search engine optimization, we will be keeping, you know, our ear to the ground to see what that affects. But from what we've read, it's going to be primarily on mobile because Google wants to make sure mobile stays extremely mobile, and you're not going to be really filling out forms on mobile that much. You don't, like Facebook ads will show you that, but, we'll keep our ear to the ground. Yes, I'm concerned, but there's just got to be another way. So we're going to figure that out as we go.
Well, and that's the thing. There is going to be another way. It's just somebody's going to have to figure it out. And, you know, it's not like it's just happening to you and your business. Everybody has, you know, is going to have that same issue.
Yes.
Okay, great. So I'm glad I asked that. Now, let's talk about how we can use the web to actually produce sales in our business.
Yeah. So first and foremost, is going to be capturing that email address, and then it's going to be your follow-up email sequence. So making sure that follow-up sequence actually gets them a phone call with you, because most of my clients can actually sell their services very well, especially to a warm lead. So you can rely on those automatic email sequences to warm up your lead and get them to want to call you and want to talk to you. And then you can actually sell them into your services. It's just a tried and true method that works really well. So that's the final part, is that email sequence getting them to call you or take that next step or buy a small product. Because once a client buys something small from you, they're like, oh, that felt good giving Lindsay some money. I think I'll give her some more. So if you can come up with some small products, then you can actually build up to a bigger package.
Now, let's say somebody doesn't have a ton of availability and they really want to get qualified leads. Do you have any other suggestions or things that they could do to kind of have almost like a barrier between them and those phone calls? So they're not getting maybe 20 a week, they're just getting a few, but they're more quality leads.
Yeah. So my favorite thing to do, and what I've recently started doing, we've done it for other clients, is we we send them. So I'll just take a business coaching client of mine. He's a very, very popular business coach. So he didn't want to take every single client that calls in. And so we created a form on his website and was basically like, we asked them for a bunch of information and we asked them, you know, for their website so we could go see if it was even worth his time. And then at the bottom, it said, I understand that if I found the right business coach for me, I would be willing to spend X amount a month. Maybe that was $1,000 a month. So they know, oh, if I talk to this guy, like his bottom basement price is $1,000. So we were able, like everyone he has talked to that has filled out that form and checked that box has not been any of the tire kickers that nobody wants to talk to. And that seemed to work fairly well.
I love that idea. I might have to steal that.
You should do it. It works really well just because, you know, it's just not worth it. If $1,000 is your lowest rate, you don't want anybody who's only willing to spend 100.
Right. And you know, sometimes you feel as a customer, you feel like you're being being persuaded or basically not be given that information. So you're really not taking advantage of somebody. You just have no idea they cost $1,000.
Yeah.
So I think it's great for both people. Like give them a heads up, like don't get their hopes up that you're going to be this amazing free call and then there's no way they can afford you.
Yeah, it's a waste of time for both parties.
Yeah, absolutely. Great. Well, those were some really, really great answers. I appreciate you taking the time. A couple other questions I usually ask I'd like to get into. I always talk about, is your business running you? So you mentioned you have children. I would love to know how you're dealing with work-life balance and what that means for you. Some people think it exists, some people don't. So fill us in.
Stacey, that's not a very fair question because I have a 10-week-old baby.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, you know, yes, trying to get some air here, but, is there a work-life balance? Yes, there has to be. And I think that's one reason why I chose to be an entrepreneur, because I can have a 10-week-old and after our interview, I can go spend some time with him where, you know, I'm not like at a job and pumping in the bathroom so that my daycare provider, if that's not right, legal on a podcast, you know, my daycare provider can, you know, feed my child, which is a reality for so many women. And it's definitely a situation I could be in, like not judging, because that's just reality. You have to work. So it's the reason why I'm an entrepreneur, so that I feel have more of a work-life balance. I can schedule these wonderful podcast interviews around me spending time with my kids and my family.
Okay, cool. Well, and congrats. I mean, that's amazing, but I feel you. My little one's 14 months old and I can remember the 10-week stage very clearly. So the fact that you're doing stuff and still out there on podcasts, I love it. And you know, that just shows the entrepreneurial spirit in you, because you can be on maternity leave, but still jump in and, you know, do work when you want to, because we have that flexibility.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and it's a double-edged sword. Like someone has to keep the wheels a turning at work. So did I get like a legit 10 week off for my maternity leave like some gals do when they are working for like a real company? No, I was working 1 or 2 hours every day, just making sure employees and everything were on task. But, you know, on the other side here, after our interview, I'm going to go hang out with the baby.
Right.
And as far as tips go, like I try to outsource as much as I possibly can. I also try to create a process for everything. So everything that I do in my business, I ask myself, can I write this down on a Google Doc and then hand it off to my assistant next time so I never have to do this again? So I'm always trying to systemize everything and trying to figure out a way for me to never have to do X task again. And that's helped a lot. It's been, you know, 3 or 4 years that I've started doing that. And it's really helped a lot. I should have done it when I first started the business.
Right. Well, it sounds like flexibility, that freedom, is probably one of the most of the things that you enjoy about being an entrepreneur. Is that correct?
Yes, yeah. That is correct.
And what would you find to be the most challenging for you?
Well, definitely the most challenging. And there are times when like you have customers customers requesting a lot from you. It can be pretty stressful. And so So during those times, I will say, if I had an 8-to-5 job, I could work my 8-to-5 and then come home. Unfortunately, like, you know, you just can't do that. You're constantly wondering, making sure everyone you're bringing the money in, you're bringing the sales in, and the buck stops with you. You can't like, it can't go to a higher up. Like you are where it stops. So that's definitely the negatives. My husband is not an entrepreneurial type at all. And so, there was times in our relationship where I get very excited about business. So I would be talking about it constantly. And we finally realized and came up with a way that we can get along, because he's like not interested in talking about right. business. So it was like, okay, after Ian's first cup of coffee, then you can start brainstorming business. And then when we're done at 4 or 5 or whenever we clock out for the day, like no more business talk. So, and that has helped the relationship immensely to kind of lay down those ground rules.
Yeah. And you know, that's even for me, I feel like I need better systems in place, or just like those times to go, okay, don't complain about anything. Don't bring this up, because you're yes. right. My husband's not in this space either. And I'm sure as supportive as he is, he's probably thinking, okay, enough already.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it just doesn't interest him. And I guarantee Stacey, he would sit there and look at me and be in the conversation, but I don't right. want to torture the poor guy. He's already tortured enough.
Absolutely. Do you have an online, like a go-to tool that you use to just really make sure that you are a high performer?
Yeah. So my very favorite right now is Basecamp. I'm sure everyone's heard of that. That's probably a lot of people's answer, but I couldn't live without it. I've had it. It's funny because I've had it implemented in my business for many, many years. We've used Basecamp, but just recently, within the last 6 months, I was talking to my business coach and she was like, this is how I use Basecamp. And essentially she goes in the morning and she can organize all of her tasks and push tasks off to different people within Basecamp. And I was never really utilizing it quite that way. And so since I took her suggestions and I go into Basecamp and everyone has their own task list and I can like move tasks around, it's like I don't even have to talk to anybody. I just move Basecamp tasks around. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. And I love having I don't use specifically Basecamp, but I love having a project management software that's not like that takes the place of your email. Like you said, you don't have to talk to anybody, because half the time I need to go into email, it's just to talk to an employee. And now I'm getting stuck talking to customers and people that really could wait till the end of the day instead of in my peak, you know, prime hours to work.
And it's funny that you say that, because that is something that's like my personal goal is I envy the people that have enough self-control to be like, I will only be checking email twice a day. Like I wish, like I really am trying to be better at not checking email at all times, because it'll just take you off on different tangents.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you completely forget why you went in there in the first yeah. place, and then you don't even email the person you wanted to because you've just checked 10 other emails.
I know. So we've got to stop checking email ASAP. And then the theory of when you read an email, you take care of it that very
moment.
Right
away.
Yeah. That's something else I've been working on a lot.
Yeah. And here's the thing. It's a work in progress. I am one of those people that try to check it only twice a day, but sometimes I have to put myself in check and go, okay, practice what you preach, and I've got to get back on track. So yes, it absolutely is always a work in progress.
Yes.
All right. Before we go, what is one solid piece of advice that you would give to an entrepreneur looking to take their business to that next level?
Yeah. The next level is this whole email marketing and internet marketing thing. So I recommend getting that irresistible offer download on your website and starting to email your list at least once a week. Even if they just see your name in their inbox and delete it, they will be seeing your name in their inbox once a week.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it's worth a lot.
Yeah, that's a really good point, because you think, oh, but they're not opening.
Who cares?
But you're right. You're at least kind of putting your name back in their mind.
Yeah. So when they're ready for a chiropractor or they're ready to buy whatever you're selling, they'll be like, oh, yeah, I remember her name because it's in my inbox once a week. And as long as they're not unsubscribing, sounds great.
Perfect. Great. Well, Lindsay, this has been wonderful. Where can my listeners find more about you, your products, programs, services? Fill us in.
Yeah, the best place to find me is at my website, which is oneclicklindsay.com. And you can spell that however you wish. That's where I do like a lot of videos and a lot of blogging. I try to break down online marketing things in order for you guys to do them yourself. So that's going to be the best place. And then my company is trafficandleads.com.
Perfect. All right, great. We'll put all of those in the show notes for you guys. Lindsay, thank you again for taking the time today, especially when you have a little one at home. So we appreciate you breaking away to talk with us.
Thanks, Stacey.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of Business Rescue Roadmap. Be sure to visit stacytushel.com for more free content, videos, and online courses like the Get Focused Academy that helps you let go of distractions and take the action necessary to achieve your dreams. We look forward to helping you save your business and rescue your life here on the Business Rescue Roadmap.